Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Three Kenner police officers shot during a lengthy standoff with a gunman on Sunday have been released from the hospital. The gunman, Matthew Lathers, was killed. Lathers exchanged gunfire with both Kenner police officers and Jefferson Parish deputies. Sheriff Joe Lepinto says a member of his SWAT team fatally shot Lathers.
Well, one of our snipers was able to return fire on him and take him out at that point in time.
And a tragic reminder to obey the move-over law as Dubuque police officer Russell Croxton was killed when he was struck by a truck driver from Arkansas while Croxton was conducting a traffic stop on U.S. 167. State Police spokesperson Ryan Davis says if you see a police vehicle stopped with its emergency lights activated, please reduce your speed and change lanes to give first responders room to operate safely.
There was approximately 0.3 miles of good, wide open visible lane prior to striking Mr. Croxton's unit, but all that's still under investigation.
LRN.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Miss Louisiana, Mackenzie Scroggs, with a safety message from the Louisiana Propane Dealers. Propane cylinders are safety certified for 12 years, and after that, you must have it recertified or traded in for a new one. And if you make any changes to your tank or appliances, you must have it inspected by a certified propane dealer. And that's the law. Propane is safe, clean, exceptional energy for everyone, and it's a fuel for our future. To find out more, visit LouisianaPropane.com.
Legislation to hold a constitutional convention heads to the full House after costs were discussed in House appropriations.
Bill author Representative Beau Boyer says it'll cost $63,000 if it wraps by June 3rd, but if it goes to mid-July, it could cost $1.5 million. He says outside donations could be accepted, but some members expressed concern.
If you're going to accept that, you would need to do it with some clear lenses and make sure that it's not an undue influence that would sway things.
Other members expressed concern because there are little details of what could be discussed in the Constitutional Convention. It passed along party lines 14-6 and heads to the House. I'm Brooke Thorington.
Louisiana is joining several other states in a lawsuit against the federal government over the new Title IX rules that expand protections to LGBTQ+ students in a classroom setting. Attorney General Liz Merle.
It prohibits single-sex bathrooms and locker rooms. It compels school officials to use pronouns associated with the student's claimed gender identity. It forces students to do so as well.
LRN.